Amen. So I guess we could go to about 1 o'clock, and you don't have anything to do from 1 till 5 in the morning. We might even just extend it a little bit. Is anybody tired of God? No. Is anybody tired? I can imagine. Some of you, you've been in airplanes, you've been traveling, you've been up late at night having good fellowship, and you're bound to be tired. Amen. But you're not acting like it. You're not acting like it. The joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it? Amen. I want to read a scripture here found in the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. And you can remain seated for this. Just a short scripture here I want to read. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Know ye not, this is verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Everybody say that with me. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Praise God. Would you praise Him with me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Jesus dwells in His temple. We can read a lot about the temple of God in the Word of God. But when I read about how our bodies, we are told, your body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost. You're bought with a price. You're not your own. You are the temple of God. And I take a look at that, and I just come to realize more and more that it's important that we be where we are when we're where we are. Because whoever we're with is near the temple of God. And there's something going on in the temple of God. The one that hung the stars in place is there to create something new for somebody that's near that temple. Amen. The one who heals, the one who opens the blinded eyes, the one who sets the captive free, dwells in the temple of God. Try to hear what I'm saying. The temple of God is in you. Oh, listen. You possess power in your life. Hallelujah. Power to save is within you. Power to heal is within you. Power to set free is within you. Power to cast out devils is within you. Amen. Everything that God ever was or ever can be is in His temple. Hallelujah! Everybody stand up for a second and shout, I am a temple of the living God. Of the living God. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. God is dwelling in me. Praise Him with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God. Hallelujah. And if the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. No wonder there's something inside of us when we're filled with the Holy Ghost that calls on us to be holy. Holiness is not something that should become an issue. It's just something that's part of what's part of us when the Spirit of God is dwelling in His temple. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, I'm in verse 18, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are in vain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are in vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Amen. All things are yours. How many of you have ridden on an airliner during the past few days? Raise your hand. Look at there. Amen. When you got on board that airline, you didn't inspect the engine, did you? You didn't check out whether the pilot had good credentials. There was a certain amount of trust going on. You hoped that everything would be all right. Do you ever have those thoughts? I wonder if this flight might have a problem. Well, let me tell you something. When you boarded that plane in the last few days, there was somebody got on board with you. He didn't have to have a ticket. He didn't have to stand in line. But when you stood in line, he was with you. And everybody else in that line was affected by his presence. Hallelujah, because ye are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You have power within you that you don't probably even realize you possess. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you're a doctor, or if you're in the medical profession, anything to do with medicine, would you stand right now? You see who you are. I would like to ask those that are standing to come up to the front and join hands, if you will. Praise God and turn around and face the audience. Thank you, Jesus. If I were a patient in the hospital, if I needed somebody to tell me what I need, I would really appreciate it to know that somebody with the Spirit of God dwelling in their life is talking to me. Hallelujah! Praise God. If you're in the legal profession, if you've gone to law school, if you have anything to do with the legal profession, would you come up and join? Join hands with these people standing before me. If I needed a lawyer, I would so appreciate to know that my counselor that has taken my problems to advise me and to help me, I would so appreciate it to know that there was something within him that has all this wisdom to know exactly what to do. Hallelujah! It would make me so happy to know that the one who is representing me knows the answer and knows the end from the beginning. Isn't it good to have people who are not afraid to excel in education and get what they can get, because this world needs answers. This world needs advice. This world needs medicine. This world needs somebody that puts their trust in God. That puts their trust in God, knowing that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! If you're a teacher, If you're involved in education, would you come up and join hands with these people? If you are a school teacher, come up and join hands with these people.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! If I were wanting to learn something, I would really appreciate the knowledge that the one that's teaching me knows somebody that knows all the answers.
Hallelujah!
I would really appreciate that awareness that the one that's leading me, that's guiding me, knows something about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you work in a supermarket or a store or a convenience store, would you come up and join hands with these?
Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God.
I appreciate when I buy a loaf of bread or a half a gallon of milk or anything that I need from the grocery store. If I can walk in and find somebody that has the Holy Ghost, that knows something about the power of Jesus' name. Praise God. If you work in a factory, come and join hands with these. If you work in a factory, if you work on cars, amen. If you're a housewife, if you're a husband, if you're a child, come and join hands. And just start forming a circle or just form on down the aisles. Just let the line grow. Because I want to tell you something that we are and that we have and that we can be.
Hallelujah. Sir?
Yeah, ex-factory workers retired. Don't feel left out if you're a human being. Join in the line. Just find somebody to hold hands with. Praise God. That's fine right where you stand. It's fine. This is great. This reminds me of the line at the airport.
Hallelujah.
Now just think about this. We're holding hands with somebody tonight that has power inside of them. You're not alone. When Paul addressed the church and he said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost because you received the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to remind us, this body of believers, we are the temple of God. We are the temple of God. There's no telling what God can do with the power that's in this place. With the power that's in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let that power just kind of move through you right now. Just let that power just move through you right now. Hallelujah. If you're standing in this line without the Holy Ghost, you're standing in a power line where the Holy Ghost has done miracles. There are people standing in these lines that are holding hands with people. And down through this line, there's power of testimonies. God has set me free. God has opened a way when there was no way. God has brought me out. God has changed my life. You're in the company of the power that can fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight.
Hallelujah.
If you need a healing touch, you're in touch with a healer tonight. Hallelujah. Now I would like you to raise your hands and praise the mighty God. Praise the living God. Praise the mighty God. Praise the mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 You're the temple of God. You're the temple of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost move in your life. Let the Holy Ghost move in your life. Let the power of God change you, mold you, make you, equip you. Hallelujah. Ye are the temple of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the temple of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, if you need anything from God, you're in good company. Good company. Right now where you stand, if you've ever been healed, would you raise your hand and wave it? Would you wave your hand? Let us look at these witnesses. People have said, I've been healed. Just keep on waving those hands. Just keep on waving those hands. Now, if you need a healing, raise up both of your hands and wave them unto the Lord. And tell Him you need a healing. And tell Him I need it now. Praise God and believe Him, because you're the temple of God. And God knows how to fix His temple. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the temple of God. You're the temple of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus went into the temple of God. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And He said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. That's what makes you want to pray sometimes. Because He dwells in the house of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple, and He healed them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are friends of yours, medical people, law people, grocery people, factory people, retired people. There are people you come in contact every day who are as a lame person or a blind person. Praise God. The lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. The blind came to Him in the temple and He healed them. Is there anybody you know that really needs something from God? Do they seem impossible? Praise God. You're the temple of God. You're the temple of God. You don't have to say a whole lot. Just be there. Just be there. Let your hands touch somebody. When you touch them, it's in Jesus' name. Jesus is in His temple. It's in the temple of God where healings take place. I've got a feeling one of these days, people around this world are going to hear a report. There was nothing that could be done. But some doctor from the Newington Church in Newington, Connecticut, did something very unusual. Just touched that individual who was hopeless and whispered something. We're not sure what it was. Just whispered something. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. Because no amount of medicine and no prescription was working. And there was no hope. And there was no way. But when that doctor whispered whatever it was, that person got up and started leaping and saying, I'm all right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you should appreciate your heritage and your foundation. And if somebody had the wisdom to say, go on and get that education, go on and learn, because this world needs a witness in your profession. This world needs somebody to be a light, to be an example, to show somebody that the temple of God is there for you, no matter how high you are, no matter how much you possess, no matter how little you are, no matter how hopeless you feel, the temple of God dwells at Yale University because somebody was there with the Holy Ghost. At Connecticut Colleges, somebody was there with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. At that high school where you teach, those students are being blessed because there's somebody there beside you. Praise God. Let's thank Him again tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the temple of God. You're the temple of God. You're the temple of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Stay where you are and I won't have to call you up. All right. Amen. But Elder Hale, would you like to come up? Amen. Now you can turn around and face this way if you would. Amen. God. Didn't mean to take over. You do have permission to speak, though. Go ahead.
While we're gathered together, let us look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. You are at the right place at the right time. As the scripture says, now is the time. Now is the time of salvation. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's here right now. Hallelujah. He's nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, even the words of faith that were just preached. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. The Lord's standing, knocking at the door of your heart. Hallelujah. He wants to come on the inside, that He might dwell in your temple, which is your body. Hallelujah. That He might make you part of His body. Hallelujah. 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 We want to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we also want to let you know that you are in the right place. You're in a good place. And Pastor Rutledge has preached, and somebody's probably wondering, how do I get into that temple? Hallelujah. This is the same question Nicodemus had. And he said, hallelujah, good master, we know you've done these great things, and nobody can do this except God be with you. And Jesus knew what he needed. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, hallelujah, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. And then he went on and he told him, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, they can't even enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord's welcoming you. Hallelujah. You see this temple, and we're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to come on in. Hallelujah. And be a part of this temple. Hallelujah. 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 The good news is that you have to identify with the gospel. Hallelujah. That Jesus died. He was buried, and He rose again from the dead on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Hallelujah. And how you can identify with His death by repenting of your sins, turning away from that sinful lifestyle which we were all born in, and turning yourself totally unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you identify with Jesus' burial by being buried in water. And being buried is to be baptized. Hallelujah. And have the name of Jesus called over you. Hallelujah. Because the scripture says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For there is none other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And you can identify with Jesus' resurrection by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside. And that same spirit that raised Jesus' body up from the dead will make you alive. Hallelujah. And he'll put you into his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behind me, there's a cross. And beneath the cross is a pool of water. On my right hand is a changing room for females. And on my left hand is a changing room for males. Hallelujah. You can come and you can be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins. Hallelujah. You can do that tonight. Hallelujah. If anyone, hallelujah, would like to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the removal of their sins, you can come right now. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand and you can come forward. Hallelujah. Anyone, hallelujah, who would like to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For the removal of your sins, you can come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.